Proclamation number 5177 of 23rd of July, 1951. God speaks. Process and condition. The influx of spiritual thought material from the inexhaustible fountain of divine wisdom can only take place when the human being's soul willingly opens itself, i.e., pays attention to what the divine spirit spark in the human being imparts to it as proof of its belonging to the eternal Father Spirit. The connection between this and the spirit spark in the human being continues to exist even when the human being is still completely unawakened. But then it still slumbers in the human being and yet is to a certain extent standing outside the human being, since everything that is perfect cannot yet connect with the imperfect. But the process of consciously listening inwards announces to the divine spark in the human being the will to enter into contact with it, and this will causes it to express itself to the soul, at first indeed only audibly and understandably to the soul, but later the human being's intellect can also take note of what the soul wants to convey to it. This process of the spirit making itself understood is therefore also the proof that the Father Spirit from eternity intervenes and thus a regular connection from this to the human being has taken place. The expression, God Himself speaks to a human being is fully justified, which is why the received spiritual material can and must only be the purest truth. One's own work of thought requires comprehensive knowledge in all areas in order to be able to write down mental results in a short time. But where this knowledge does not exist, God's working is clearly evident, because God's adversary cannot impart knowledge to a person which he does not possess himself, and because he also cannot and will not influence a person's thoughts such that he acknowledges God and willingly surrenders to him. For God's adversary pursues other aims, he strives for the human being's apostasy from God, and his influence will always strive to deny him and his perfect being in order to lead people into error. Divine revelations, however, repeatedly point out that God wants to be recognized by all people as an exceedingly perfect being which is pure love and possesses unsurpassable wisdom and seeks to enter into contact with his living creations. And therefore he expresses himself in the human being through his spirit, through his emanation, which seeks a vessel in the human heart in order to be gathered therein. A tiny spark of his emanation of love is testified to in every human being, and this tiny spark is always and forever in contact with the eternal source of strength and light, with the source of all wisdom and the epitome of love. Therefore, the simplest explanation is that the human being carries all wisdom within himself, precisely through the divine spark in the human being. And therefore the human being can also be instructed from within if the soul is willing to accept the instruction and also passes it on to the intellect, which now processes what has been supplied to it from the original source of wisdom. Amen.